This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. Europe is cutting more energy ties with Russia in response to its invasion of Ukraine, this time banning diesel fuel made from Russian crude oil. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A ban on imports of diesel fuel and other products made from crude oil in Russian refineries takes effect on February 5. The goal is to stop feeding Russia's war chest with energy payments. But it's not so simple. Diesel prices have already jumped since the war started on February 24, 2022, and they could rise again. The ban's likely to be accompanied by a price cap, and the uncertainty of how that will work has markets on edge. Depending on how the cap is applied, flows of diesel could reshuffle after temporarily higher prices, with Europe finding new suppliers in the U.S., Middle East, and Asia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's presidential office says Russian shelling has killed at least 5 people and wounded 13 others over the past 24 hours as the Kremlin and Kyiv's forces remain locked in combat in eastern Ukraine. The warring sides are reportedly sizing up their needs for renewed military pushes, expected when the weather improves later in the year. The latest casualties reportedly include a woman who was killed and 3 others who were wounded by Russian shelling of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city in the country's northeast. A new BBC documentary to air Monday features former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who says Russian President Vladimir Putin threatened Miss Britain with a missile strike. Johnson says the conversation took place during a phone call in the run-up to Moscow's invasion of Ukraine in February of last year. Johnson recalled the Russian leader saying it would only take a minute. Johnson, however, said he did not take the threat seriously in their extraordinary call. He said he was just playing along with his attempts to get him to negotiate, Johnson said of Putin. This is VOA News. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies released their annual World Disaster Report Monday, but instead of tallying the world's natural disasters from the past year, the report instead warned the world is dangerously unprepared for the next pandemic, posing a threat of severe health, economic, and social consequences for nations around the world. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports for VOA.
The report focuses on the global crisis unleashed by the COVID-19 pandemic and on warnings of worse calamities to come if the global community does not prepare now for the next health crisis. IFRC Secretary General Jagan Chapagin says the authors of the report conclude the coronavirus pandemic has been the biggest disaster in our living memory by any measure.
I think no other disasters, the hurricane, earthquake, drought, or flood, can compete in terms of the terrible human and socioeconomic cost. Of course, the most conservative estimates tell us that 6.5 million people died from COVID-19, but we all know that the real number could be much, much higher.
And the financial costs, he says, are staggering. The International Monetary Fund estimates the cost of the pandemic over the last 3 years to be $13.8 trillion. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived Monday in Israel at a fraught moment in its turbulent relations with Palestinians and immediately sought to ease tensions after a recent outbreak of violence. As Blinken arrived in Tel Aviv after a brief stop in Egypt, he condemned recent Palestinian attacks targeting Israeli citizens, referring to an attack last Friday that killed 7 people, many of whom were leaving a Jerusalem synagogue.
To take an innocent life in an act of terrorism is always a heinous crime. But to target people outside their place of worship is especially shocking. For every faith, the house of worship is hallowed. It's a place of communion, of awe, and, as the Matovu reminds us, of love.
Blinken also called for restraint in the Israeli response, saying all civilian casualties are unacceptable. Officials say a suicide bomber struck a crowded mosque inside a police compound in Pakistan, killing at least 47 people and wounding more than 150. The bombing caused the roof to collapse, and most of the casualties were police. It was not clear how the bomber was able to slip into the walled compound located in a high-security zone with other government buildings. A commander for the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack on Twitter. Pakistan, which is mostly Sunni Muslim, has seen a surge in militant attacks since November when the Pakistan Taliban ended their ceasefire with government forces. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.